You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet. Pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Time for a reality check. I confess, I love reality shows, most of them. They teach me a lot about myself. Like, for starters, I will never be applauded for doing the cha-cha, and I have finally accepted that I'm not smarter than a fifth grader. But one new show has really grabbed my attention. It's called Greatest American Dog, and it airs every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS. The first episode aired July 16th, and I didn't miss a minute. Now, listeners, you're in for a treat. Each week, during the Greatest American Dog Show's run, we will be following up with chats with the contestants who got booted off the week before so that we can glean a little bit of insights into the world of reality shows and our love for dogs. This week, our special guest is Michael Piper Yanni and his adorable Boston Terrier, Izzy. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having us. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. We're going to get into what life is like being in the doghouse in front of millions of people right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave. We'll be right back after these groovy shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Flight 291 is now boarding. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards, too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
Pick up something unique at a Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products, too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans, too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club. And join a Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at a Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City. With your host, Diane West, celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah. So let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back to the OBehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As mentioned, we are delighted to have Michael Piper Yanni and his dog, Ezzy, a Boston Terrier.
Ezzy, yes.
You guys could have caught him last week on the Greatest American Dog Show on CBS. I was rooting for you, Michael.
And
I was bummed
you.
That you got expelled. But you know what? That's still amazing because there were literally thousands of people auditioning for those 12 spots on the show, right?
I know, right? It is amazing. And you got to take the good with the bad. And, you know, I'm just as happy to have done it with and show everybody my amazing little creature, Esmeralda. She's an amazing dog.
Well, let's, you know, we're sort of neighbors. I know you live in L.A. now, but you were born and raised in San Diego, and I'm up here on the ocean side. So I'm a fan, and I was rooting for you. Tell me what it was like, you know, sort of some of the behind the scenes of, first of all, how did you even think about applying, and what do you think landed you one of the 12 spots?
You know, what's funny is, like, we actually didn't even apply. I had no idea about the casting call that happened months back that, you know, spanned people from across the country coming to, you know, vie for one of those spots. And a couple weeks before, I received a phone call through a friend of the family's daughter who was in casting, and they were still looking for some, you know, personality characters, types, what have you. And
well,
we went in for an interview, and as he spazzed out accordingly, and it just was a really natural thing having her there, a total icebreaker. And it went from there. It's really snowballed since then.
Oh, my gosh. Well, see, I thought you had a great shot because you're also an aspiring comedian, and Lord knows we need to laugh a little bit, and if people can't laugh when they're around dogs, there's something wrong, don't you think?
Oh, I agree 100%. Some people take stuff a little too seriously, even though it is a competition. But, you know, I love making a situation a little more jovial and kind of, I wanted to be bonded with these people, even though I was competing against them.
I know there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes, and there's some things you're not obviously allowed to say at this point because of the filming, but dish out, baby. Tell us a little bit about some things that might surprise people about what life is like in a reality show.
Well, you know what? This show in particular, I don't think people have any idea. I mean, well, one, we see the shows where people are living together and, you know, personalities conflict or they get along or people are attracted to each other or drama happens and things happen, but this adding 12 dogs to the elements,
oh my lord,
the house was a ball of frenetic energy and it was pretty nuts, but everyone had mostly had a good rein on their dogs, and I got along with most everybody. You know, there's some personalities that thought they were the end all to be all, and then their dogs were the end all to be all, and you know, they train their dogs to tour the country to do shows and stuff, and that just made me all the more driven to go to the end.
You.
I think
you
could have.
Like the real deal. Yeah, yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about Esmeralda. What a cutie pie. I mean, how'd you get her? And and now I guess, well, her nickname's Ezzy, but tell me a little bit about her and your connection.
Yeah, you know, Ezzy literally fell into my lap just like the show did. And like I said, things happen for a reason. I actually was going to get my hair cut in L.A. where I go, and I walked in the front door, and the receptionist had this seven-week-old, one of her brothers, I think it was a sister, in the armpit area of her body, and I literally almost died. I threw up in my mouth. I was so excited, just like my dog. And you know, I just saw them, and she's like, "Oh my God, Michael, you have to get one. There's one left." You know, and I came back that Saturday with my twin sister, and she was on my stomach, and she was this tiny little thing with that little mohawk stripe, with the brown coloring, which I'd never seen before, and these hazel eyes. And my sister looks over at me, and she goes, "Michael, if you were to get her, what would you name her?" And it's just like a flash of light, I'm like, "Esmeralda." And ever since then, it's been nonstop. I made sure that I could get her in my apartment, and she's been an amazing, amazing addition to my life. She makes me laugh and keeps me on my toes. And, you know, dogs are amazing because they bond you with your community and with your neighbors and with life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a rare color for a Boston Terrier, but you know what? I liked her personality. I mean, is there a favorite trick or favorite activity the two of you enjoy doing?
This dog enjoys just about everything, but she is so competitive, does not let, you know, it's funny, when she was little, she was afraid of water. And now, because of how competitive she is, like, when the first day she jumped into the ocean, being from, you know, San Diego as we are, don't think I was ever been more excited in my life. I was with my brother in the Coronado dog beach, and his dog was going into the ocean for the ball, and my dog kind of went, that wave's scary. I'm going in. And she went barreling into the ocean, diving over the waves just to get the ball first. And honestly, I was, like, such a proud papa at that moment. And we discovered that the pool is not such a bad thing because it's fun to play with when it's hot. And, you know, she's just every day she is she's a daredevil and fearless. And she does agility stuff that dogs three times her size are good at and she's amazing at. And she learns it like that. She just really is incredible and can pick up stuff so quickly like no other dog I've ever seen.
I think having a gal pal like that, you're one lucky dog. You know that?
I think so too. You know, it's just the bond that we have now is so incredibly strong, and I just look at her and she puts a smile on my face.
Now, in the show, was there a dog that Ezzie particularly really enjoyed? I know she was trying to steal the skateboard away
Tillman's
from
skateboard.
I thought that was hilarious.
You know what's funny is she really did enjoy Tillman. Tillman is a character of a dog. And the skateboarding and stuff is incredible, but we were rehearsing for our talent show, and you know, all of a sudden this sound came out of her that I've never heard, like a squirrel on crack, and it was like whoa, and she was in my arms and she was spazzing out, and I was like, what is she doing? And she got out of my arms and she went barreling after Tillman, grabbed the skateboard from underneath him, and just started twirling it around and trying to eat it and confused on what it was. But needless to say, I bought her own skateboard since then. And,
oh, you did? Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, there's obviously a love there for it, so we've got to figure out something. They love to compete with each other in the tug of war. And she got along with every dog, but there were certain dogs like Presley, who's the boxer, and definitely Laura and Preston. Preston's the kick-ass little Pomeranian, no Pomeranian I've ever seen before. He's just a really cool dog. And Ezzie got along with them really, really well.
Well, Presley was kind of the youngest of the pups, so he's got a lot of unbridled energy, it seems like.
Oh, totally, totally. But he's a beautiful dog, and I'm a huge boxer fan.
Oh, that's good. I know if you get Ezzie to be a skateboarder, I know Tony Hawk, and you're in that area. Boy, wouldn't it be funny if Tony and Ezzie got together?
That would be incredible. I would, you know, those days are upon us, hopefully.
Well, we want to let people know that you have many talents and you are an aspiring comic. So if any of our listeners, and we've got listeners as far away as Singapore,
tuning in
right now, we need to promote you, Michael. We need to let the world
Great.
Know that.
Check out michaelandezzie.com and, you know, you can kind of get a little background story on us. And, you know, it's a work in progress, but I'm excited to have people get to know us and me and what I do and then see what Ezzie's going to be capable of. I'd love to get her doing some agility competitions.
Give us that website again.
It's michaelandezzie.com.
Excellent, excellent. Anybody you're particularly rooting for? I know you probably know how things fared, but we're not asking you that. We're just asking, are you sort of rooting
you know,
for Travis?
It's funny. It's like I in my heart when we left, you know, I decided I was going to take it to the good place and be proactive and have fun with the whole situation. And I really, but still in my heart, wanted the underdog to go to the end. I wanted to see a useful dog and a dog that, you know, people didn't anticipate things greatness from. You know, the Border Collies and all those dogs, I love them to death, but they are bred to do certain things. So in my heart, I would love to see the underdog take it all the way.
Oh, that'd be great. Now, are you going to get to come back at the show's wrap-up, right?
Well, let's hope. I can't say much, but, you know, I'd love to say that we're not done with Michael and Ezzie yet.
So when you came home, how were you? Was there anything fun that happened when when everybody saw you on the show last week?
Oh, yeah. You know, like, I had a party with some friends and family, and just the response and support. You know, you really, people come out of the woodwork, and the love and support they show you is amazing. And my family and friends have been incredible throughout this. And, you know, passing along the word about the show and then some. So we're spanning America. Now, all the way to Singapore and beyond.
That's right. You got it. Man, you were listening. I appreciate that.
Oh, no, I'm listening to everything you say, baby.
All right, baby. Right back at you. Is there anything else you'd like to add? I mean, there are a lot of different reality shows, but this one, I think, really hit the mark, you know?
Yeah, you know, there's the naysayers and the people who think that it's beyond ridiculous, but I think what the heart of the idea of the show is, you know, is the heart that people and have for their dogs. And I'm hoping that's what will come across in the end. Some people take things very seriously and it can be a little aggressive. And then there's those who take it seriously, but in a really good way. And, you know, all I want people to know is that my dog is incredible. She and I might have a big personality, but so does she.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, so you know what? We're two of a kind.
That's right. Well, big paws up to you and Ezzy, and I'm very delighted that you came on our show, and I think you're going to be amazing. And just keep us posted on what's happening with you, because if we can help out, let people know where maybe you and Ezzy will have a comedy team act. You never know.
Perfect. And, you know, we're down in San Diego all the time, so maybe we'll come swing by sometime.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate you being on our show.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
Once again, we're so glad that Michael and Ezzy could be our special guests on our show today. We're going to learn a little bit more about the Greatest American Dog Show right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave! We'll be right back after these groovy shagadelic messages.
Oh, yeah.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Does your dog have problems walking with its back legs? If so, your dog is one of 58 million dogs that suffer with problems with its rear leg. Problems such as spinal myelopathy, arthritis, and hip dysplasia. Bottoms Up Leash helps your dog walk. It's a rear support harness that has won numerous awards such as Dog Fancy's Editor's Choice Award as Product of the Year, and it's been featured on CBS and Good Morning America. Visit the website www.seniorpetsupplies.com.
That's it. You're madder than a junkyard dog, and you're not going to take it anymore. Your feathers are ruffled, your dander is up, and you've got a definite bone to pick. Join us each week on Pet Peeves, the show that lets you dig through the dirt and unleash your passion for pets. Your host, pet expert, and award-winning author, Amy Shojai, will talk about what makes you howl and what hisses you off. Pet Peeves, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. You know, this was pretty cool to have the first contestant from the Greatest American Dog Show land in our studio and be a guest. Ezzy is a chocolate-covered Boston Terrier, very, very cutie. And I was very glad that they could both join us. Little background on the show, folks. There is a connection between Greatest American Dog and Pet Life Radio and Oh Behave and me. My dog, Chipper, Golden Retriever Husky, and I we actually auditioned for the show. We didn't make the cut. That's okay. She's still a star in my eyes. We also were one of the first radio shows to have the producers on several months back when they were trying to get people from all over America to audition for this show. So we feel like we have a nice connection with the CBS show. You got to tune in. It's every Thursday night, 8 p.m. on CBS. And the good news is then you can come on to PetLifeRadio.com and go to the Oh Behave show and catch some of the behind-the-scenes info about this show from the contestant each week who gets booted off. And it's okay if you get booted off because there were literally thousands of people who auditioned for this. That's my little dog, Cleo, going, yeah, what about me? The one thing that's kind of interesting is, let me give you a rundown. The show's format is very similar to many other reality shows. There's a host, and there's a panel of three judges, and then there's a cast of characters. And what makes this different is because all these 12 people are also living with their dogs in this big mansion in some secret spot in California. I'm thinking Hollywood, if you will. But some of the people, you can go on to the www.cbs.com. It's kind of a long website, but we're hoping that on our radio show we'll usher you right to the show. Let me give you a rundown of some of the people that are competing, and the winner at the end gets not only a huge big dog bone, they get $250,000. Right. You want that, Cleo? So one of the contestants that I really find is pretty adorable is a big old boxer named Presley. And Presley is the youngest contestant on the show. Presley is a full ball of energy. He's only about 18 months old. And his people, if you will, is a guy named Travis, who's a bartender from Oklahoma. And Travis and Presley make a good team. You can tell that Presley is learning every single day. There's another team which has an amazing dog, Tillman. Tillman is this huge, big bulldog who has a special talent. Tillman knows how to ride a skateboard, loves to ride a skateboard. And he's teamed up with a guy named Ron, who's a construction manager. Now, as much as Tillman is great on a skateboard, I have to tell you that when we were watching it, my dog Chipper, a big old 60-pound golden retriever husky mix, she has a phobia. She's scared of skateboards. So as soon as she saw Tillman go flying across the TV screen, Chipper did a dash out the door into the other room. I felt so bad for her, but she has some kind of phobia. I don't know what it is. So we probably wouldn't have done very well if we landed on the show and here's this bulldog on a skateboard. There's an interesting couple, Laura and Preston. Laura is a film producer, but she has an adorable dog named Preston. And it looks like one of those little dogs that you like to dress up and all this, but don't be fooled. This little Pomeranian has a lot of talent, and in his bio, apparently can understand more than 100 words and phrases in both English and Spanish. His favorite toy is something called a Mr. Monkey Man, and his favorite food, it isn't just regular chicken or beef. Oh, no. It has to be lotus chicken kibble. And one of his best tricks is he can strike a pose and sneeze on cue. So I think that's pretty cool. I'm not going to go through all 12 of them, but I'm going to cherry pick a few others. There's another couple. His name is David, and his dog is named Elvis. So we have an Elvis and a Presley on the show, which I'm sure the king of rock and roll is up in heaven with his, you know, jelly donuts, enjoying the fact that dogs everywhere are named after him. David is one of the older contestants. He's 54. He's a doctor from New York City, and his little dog, Elvis, is, well, they used to call him Jack Russell's. Now it's called, for some strange reason, Parson Russell Terrier. But we all know him as Jack Russell's, like the dog that was on Frasier. And Elvis is about 2 years old. His favorite ball, a toy, is a tennis ball, which makes sense because that breed loves to be a little bit obsessive compulsive. And his favorite food is a ribeye steak bone. He has mastered the tricks of giving kisses, high fives. He can roll over. He's sort of got a lot of mischief about him, and he's very, very intelligent. Some of his favorite things to do with his guy, David, are to take long walks in Central Park and then kind of be a couch potato with David on the weekend. If it means anything, Elvis won first place at the St. Michael's Maryland Terrier races. I'm just sort of rooting for David and Elvis because, you know, they just make a good team. There is also two schnauzers in competition. A mini schnauzer named Beacon and a giant one named Kenji. I'm telling you, this dog could probably touch the roof with his front paws. His owner is named Elon, and the deal on them is she's an aspiring dog salon owner, and Kenji goes by the nickname appropriately, Big Mama, and she's very friendly and is described as a city girl. She can give a high five and roll over. She weighs a whopping 71 pounds, and her favorite foods are chicken and rice, and, you know, and I think she looks very amazing. The other mini schnauzer, which is Beacon, is teamed up with Brandy, a fashion designer. And this little Beacon looks a lot like my dog's favorite pal across the street, Buddy. We call him Buddy Barky. He's a mini schnauzer. This one weighs 20 pounds. Favorite toy is a stuffed animal that looks just like her. That's interesting. And the favorite food for Beacon are bananas and yogurt mixed into her kibble. She knows a lot of tricks. She's very competitive, and she's described as a little bit of a tomboy who likes to play rough. So we'll see how the two of them do on the show. As far as the judges, this is interesting. Small world. One of the judges is a friend of mine by the name of Alan Resnick, for all of you out there. He is the editor of Dog Fancy and Dog World, and he's sort of sandwiched in between a couple of beautiful lady judges by the name of Victoria Stilwell and Wendy Diamond. Victoria Stilwell, you know, every reality show has to have a British person on, and she fills that role. She does a show each week called It's Me or the Dog, and it's a very good show. She's a very talented dog trainer. The other gal, Wendy Diamond, is a dog magazine editor, and she actually has her dog Lucky on, a Maltese, who's sort of a backup judge. I'm not quite sure. Lucky gives those looks like, you know, when you go to The Apprentice and you see Donald Trump getting that look of startle when somebody says something silly. Well, Lucky seems to have that down pat. So it's a good team of judges. They're all competing for $250,000. The Greatest American Dog Show airs every Thursday at 8 p.m. And the good news is each week, just scoot over here to Obehave on Pet Life Radio, and you're going to learn a little bit more about what life is like living in a huge home under the scope of cameras being aired and watched by millions of people, and trying to share this home with 11 strangers and 12 dogs. So I hope you enjoy this experience, and I'm glad that you tuned in today. You're listening to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. Please send us any ideas for shows that you have. We've been really lucky since going on the air last fall. We've had everyone from Lassie's vet to Morris the cat's trainer to even doing a show inside a woman's prison. So we're up for anything. So you just tell us what kind of show you'd like to have. And if you have any other comments or so, just email me at arden@ardenmore.com. On PetLifeRadio.com, you can also click the icon to take a listener survey. It's very fast and easy, and we appreciate that. Hey, listeners, I have some great news. Somehow, some way, my publishers are foolishly sending me out coast to coast on my second national book tour. This time, it's timed for the release of two books, Happy Cat, Happy You, and Happy Dog, Happy You. Yes, I want to get happy. I want you to get happy. I want your dogs to get happy. I want your cats to get happy. We are going in three stages. We're going all over the country. The books are designed to be time, money-saving ways to better connect with that favorite pet of yours. And everywhere we go, we're going to be giving out prizes, and we're doing book signings. So I want you to know that I'm going to run down where I'll be and when, And then we're going to post this on the OBehave site as well as my own website, which is ardenmoore.com. I'll be doing a blog. Got this cool thing called a flip video, so I'm going to be doing video blogs as well. But we're trying to get the word out that even in this tight economy, we are very, very fortunate to have good dogs and cats in our lives and how they can make us feel better and be better and how we can do the same for them. So here you go. The very first stop on my tour, which I guess is called Arden's Happy Tour, was at a place called the Total Dog Spa in Oceanside, California. It will be on Sunday, August 10th at 1 p.m. If you need a contact number, 760-643-1454 for details. Moving up the California coast on August 12th at 7 p.m., I'm at this cool place called the Muttropolis in Newport Beach. Learn more at 949-717-6888. The third stop in my book tour will be at Borders in beautiful Santa Barbara on August 13th at 7 p.m. Contact for more information, 805-899-3668. The next day, August 14th, 6:30 p.m., if you live in Morgan Hill, San Jose area of California, hope you swing by Book Smart, where I'll give a talk at 6:30 p.m., 408-778-6467. On Saturday, August 16th, 11 a.m., you can catch my tour at Books Inc. in Burlingame, and that number is 650-685-4911. Completing the west end of the book tour will be August 17th, noon, at Teresa's Country Feed and Pet Store in Simi Valley. Information can be gleaned by calling them at 805-583-3599. I take a break, get to go back home, see my critters. The second leg of my book tour for Happy Cat, Happy You and Happy Dog, Happy You kicks off Thursday, August 21st, 7 p.m. at Books Etc. in Portland, Maine, which is a heck of a long way from my home in Oceanside, California. You can learn more details by calling them at 207-774-0626. Then I'll be spending a few days at my publisher's Story in North Adams, Massachusetts. Resume the book tour in New York City at the Biscuits and Bath on August 26th. We're still working out the time. And then on August 27th, I get to participate in the Love on a Leash Parade and Fair in West Hampton Beach, New York. I hope you come and join me. We're going to have a great time there. Thursday, August 28th, 4 p.m., I'm going to be appearing at a place called Other Tiger in Westerly, Rhode Island. More information, 401-596-2200. Again, I take a few days off, get to enjoy Labor Day with my critters, hit the road again for the third and final leg of my book tour. It is in the Midwest. We kick that off on Saturday, September 6th at 1 p.m. at the Muttropolis in La Jolla, California. 858-459-9663. Yes, I know my geography, but this is the start of the Midwest tour. On Monday, September 8th at 7 p.m., I go to Tempe, Arizona, to a place called the Changing Hands Bookstore, 480-730-0205, to get more details. On Tuesday, September 9th, I appear at my third Muttropolis store, this one in Boulder, Colorado, 303-545-6888. On Thursday, September 11th at 6 p.m., come join me if you live in the Minneapolis area. I will be at the Wild Rumpus Bookstore. For more information, call 612-920-5005. And then Saturday, September 13th at high noon, I will be at the IKEA store in Frisco, Texas, because they have a pet adoption day, and I'm going to be working with the group of folks from Operation Kindness. Number there, 972-418-7297. There may be a few other dates still going to be penciled in, but I hope if you are listening and you live anywhere in these areas that you come and join us. We're going to be signing books. We're giving away prizes. We're going to get everybody happy with their pets. You can also learn more. I'll have blogs and daily blogs, video and written, on my website, ardenmoore.com. Tune in to my show and drop in to catch me in action. So, until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all of you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave! With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.